the Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds, and next week's election will decide who controls the Washington State Senate. Right now, Republicans have a majority coalition. They took control back in 2012 when two renegade Democrats broke ranks to join the Republicans. Well, this year, Democrats are determined to win the Senate back. And as we just heard in reporter Ashley Ahern's story about the state Senate race in Whatcom County, Democrats got a boost last month when California billionaire and climate activist Tom Steyer dumped $1 million into our state. But Republicans appear to have an advantage going into the election. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins told Marcy Silman which races he's watching this season.
So set the scene for us. How many state Senate seats are on the ballot and how many of those races are actually in contention?
Well, about half of the 49 state Senate seats are up this year, but really only 8 of those are what I would call kind of competitive races where both candidates have raised a lot of money and there's the feel of a real campaign going on. And of those, only 5 are really races to watch. And that would be the 45th district, that's Redmond, Woodinville, Duval, Seattle's East Side, the 42nd district in Whatcom County, and the 28th district in Pierce County. The other two that I'm keeping an eye on are in Federal Way and in Mason County.
So let's go back to those, the first three. What's the scenario?
Well, in those three, you've got Republican incumbents defending their seats against Democratic challengers. Now, 2 of those Republicans are first-term senators. In fact, 1 was appointed to his seat. So arguably, that makes them more vulnerable. There's sort of this theory that you're most vulnerable in your first reelection campaign. But all 3 of those Republicans performed well in the August primary. And by well, I mean they got 54% or better. So going into the election, they're well-positioned.
Pretty healthy majorities. What about the 2 Senate races that you've got your eye on in Federal Way and Mason County?
Well, and they're both interesting in their own ways. In Federal Way, you have an open seat left by a longtime Democratic senator who's retiring. And that's an interesting race because the Republican candidate is a former Democratic state House member who switched parties to run for this seat. And then there's what I call the payback race in Mason County. And that's where you have Democrats trying to unseat longtime state senator Tim Sheldon. He's 1 of the 2 Democrats who joined with Republicans to give Republicans the majority in the state Senate. And I get the sense that Democrats in that case just plain want to settle that score.
Is he running as a Republican?
No, he's running as a Democrat. He calls himself a Democrat. He just says that the tent for that the Democratic Party isn't big enough for him.
So where do you get that sense that the Democrats want to settle the score with Senator Sheldon if he calls himself a Democrat?
Well, partly they have a strong second Democrat to run against him, and they're putting a lot of effort behind that. But she's a first-time candidate, and Tim Sheldon also performed, has typically performed well. He showed some vulnerability in the primary, but, you know, knocking him off isn't going to be easy, but they're putting a lot of resources into what seems like a tough race for them at this point.
I'm talking with our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, and money's always a factor, Austin. So how much money do these candidates have in their coffers?
Well, these big top races I'm talking about have all topped $1 million, especially when you start to count the independent expenditure money that's coming into these districts. And that's the third party spending that we usually associate with the negative ads or the negative mailers in your mailbox. So these are expensive, high stakes races.
Where's that money coming from?
Well, on the Democratic side, one of the big funders this year is Washington conservation voters, environmentalists. Mm-hmm. On the Republican side, Enterprise Washington is a business-backed political action committee, is one of the big players. You also have a lot of money coming from the political action committees affiliated with the Senate Democratic and Republican caucuses. They each have their own PAC. The funders for those PACs are predictably unions for the Democrats, business interests for the Republicans.
So Tom Steyer's $1 million going to sway anything?
Well, that's the question. I mean, that is real money. The Republicans have made a lot of noise about it. And, you know, they're saying it's an out-of-state billionaire trying to buy elections. It's certainly paying for Washington conservation voters. They're getting most of this money to put a lot of people on the ground canvassing these districts, going door to door and telling voters, get your ballot in. The stakes are high.
Why? Why are the stakes so high?
Well, you know, it's not every year that you're going to have, you know, control of an entire legislative chamber in play. I mean, there have been a lot of years in the decade I've been down here in Olympia where, yeah, maybe Republicans could pick up a couple seats here and there, but the Democrats are still going to be in charge when the election is over. This year, you've got a 2-seat difference. Mm. You know, if Democrats can net 2 seats, they get the majority back. If Republicans can hold on or expand their lead, They get to be in charge. And for their backers, well, for both sides, but, you know, for the Republicans' backers, will say, look, this is a bulwark against Democratic, labor-backed, environmental-backed policies like paid sick leave, like the governor's climate change agenda, which has businesses very concerned. On the other side, Democrats are saying these Republicans are blocking progress on some of those very same topics. And so both sides feel like the stakes are incredibly high, and they see the potential to possibly move things in their direction, and they're not going to give up that opportunity.
Well, it's interesting. On the national level, things are looking very good for Republicans. At this point, do state Republicans have the edge going into Election Day?
It would appear that that's the case. And even Democrats, when you talk to them, are acknowledging as much. But that's we also need to acknowledge the fact that Democrats in this state are known for having a really sophisticated ground game, get out the vote game. And so that's why there is so much time and effort and money being spent on the door-to-door canvassing, calling voters in these hot districts. So really what it seems like is right now you've got Republicans seem to have the election wins on their side, but Democrats really know how to run an effective ground game, and they've got the boots on the ground. The question is, in 2014, which of those advantages is more potent? And we'll have to wait to see, I guess.
We will. And as always, weeks after the official election day, we'll find out. Austin Jenkins, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome, Marcy.
Austin Jenkins talked with Marcy Silman about the struggle for control of the Washington State Senate. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.